Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. Jake, before we move on, anything else from the text line? So we had a conversation during the break with someone, and they asked me, apparently they didn't listen to our first segment, but we talked about the whole first, but I truly love that speech. But one of the things was, you know, you think about Osborne was always so quiet. Do you think you could be a little bit more quiet and soft-spoken and galvanize the younger football players of today, like he obviously did in the 90s, or is it a little bit different where a guy like Matt Rhule, maybe that's a little bit more what's necessary nowadays? What are your thoughts on that, Jake?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, you obviously kind of try to think about, you know, some of the guys that are at the top of the game now. It seems to be more of, you know, the kind of that fiery, you know, the Kirby Smarts, the you know, so even the Dabo Sweeney's and Ryan Dace can kind of get after it. So it's kind of interesting. You know, I'm not going to doubt Tom Osborne can get it done.
Yeah. That's not what I was saying, by the way.
Right. So, I mean, I think it could be done. I think there are coaches that could go that route. And of course, you know, it's just kind of different. It's one of those deals with, you know, Osborne might not have used the same language, but when he used language that was not, you know, that gum or something like that, you knew it was serious. So, I mean, I think it could work, but it's interesting with, especially, you know, kind of working with today's people. I mean, the younger generation or the current generation, you know, you just have different conversations than what you did with coaches back in the day. And it's all about adjusting. And the best coaches need to adjust through the decades and different things that you go through. So, I mean, it is part of it. But I don't know. I think that would be interesting. You might have to, I think you could have a soft-spoken coach, but you might have to have somebody on staff or the captains that are particularly riled up.
Well, somebody's got to lead them, whether it's the coach or the captains or whatever the case may be. You talk about adapting. You go back and you look at Osborne's offenses in the 70s. It was different than the 80s and drastically different in the 90s. Like, he evolved over time. The defense, as we know, went to the 4-3. The more aggressive attacking style was something they did as well. So he definitely evolved, learned, grew, developed, dare I say, as a coach, you know, 5-time national championship coach overall, 3 times as a head coach, 2 times as an OC under Bob Devaney. I coached a team recently. Team did very good. I had a lot of success, did very, very good. And it's funny because I told them umpteen times, I don't care what the score is. I don't care. And honestly, they were undefeated up until the last game. We played another team out of Omaha that was undefeated. So it was the 2 lone undefeated teams in the state. And the games that I got on them the hardest were actually some of the games where it was lopsided at halftime in our favor, but the score, it doesn't define us, but it's like a measuring stick. I could tell we didn't maintain that in the second half, and those were the games I would get on them the hardest relative to their age and what's appropriate. The game I told them I was the most proud of afterwards was the game that we played that was the best the entire season and the one we lost to the other undefeated team out of Omaha. They were down by double digits to a team who's played a lot more and a lot more together. And I was like, this might get ugly. I don't know how we're going to respond. And my good Lord, they fought all the way back. They tied it with about 5 minutes to go. And I was like, we got them. We didn't. They came back and they ended up edging us out by like 2 or 3 points. At the end of the game, there was a lot of emotions, a lot of tears. And that was the moment when I told them, I'm the most proud of you I've been the entire season. Because it's about a level of expectation and a level of play and accountability. Not what the scoreboard says. Now, if you're Matt Rhule.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're going to maintain your job, be retained, get raised, or get fired based on the scoreboard. But when you're coaching, you approach it differently, a little bit differently than that. And frankly, the scoreboard will be in your favor way more often if you approach it that way rather than focusing on wins and losses. Was there anything else from the text line before we move on?
Yeah, there's a kind of something interesting here. Corey says, I think we are seeing in comparison to Deion is the product of a match versus a bonfire. Rule has been fueling the fire internally while Deion lit the match and thought it was already on fire, and that doesn't last. But we'll see. Colorado's not, I mean, they lost one game so far.
Dude, I think that's a great analogy. Like, Deion lit the bonfire day one. Rule kind of started the match, had it warm, and has kind of let it grow. I think part of that is so much that Rule has looked around and said, I need to do this different. I need to do that different. We need to evolve and grow in this department. And I think part of that was we need to take advantage of some of the things that we have, be ahead of the curve in some of the things that we have. And so I think that's exactly what he's doing. And I think that's why he's opened up when it comes to, shall we say, online access or things that are being put out. And he's using it to his advantage. Unlike, you know, what we talked about earlier with Bo and the leakage years ago, the intent behind that was much, much different, and it had an opposite effect. Imagine if Osborne hadn't said, hey, I'm okay with this. What would have happened then? So to me, he's saying, let's take this, let's use it to our advantage, and that'll help the fire grow organically at an appropriate rate and in our favor, which is a smart thing to do. Anything else?
Yeah. I mean, just to back Deion a little bit. Also, you know, light that fire pretty quickly if you get Travis Hunter and future Heisman Trophy winner Shador coming in. I mean, I don't think Nebraska would turn that down.
If you're going to use logic, I guess. Don't forget, Deion was my favorite NFL player growing up, so I've actually always been a fan of Deion. You know, where was I? I was at Shields yesterday. I saw the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Burnt orange Texas socks. Mm. And then, heaven forbid, one row up, gold and black. Is that what their colors are? Don't care. Iowa socks. Right next to him was black and gold Colorado socks. Like, right next to him. Just an abomination of mankind in this little sock row right here. And then my kids were like, hey, why are the Alabama socks brown? Because they're the Crimson Tide. Crimson. I looked at them. They were straight brown.
Huh.
I said a line that my wife would not approve of. You want to hear what I said?
Yeah.
I said it's because they're playing like crap. All right. Well, that segment went by quickly. You know, I want to react a little bit to the AP Top 25. Because if you look at it, right now, three of the top four teams in the country are Big Ten teams. And the Big Ten has what, six? Four? Four teams in the Big Ten is top 10 as a whole, which is more than the SEC. The ACC's actually got two. Notre Dame is in there as well. So I want to give some reaction. And then, was it NCAA, FNate, like Football Nation 24/7 has Nebraska in the top 25. I don't think. I don't really want to see Nebraska ranked yet. But some people are starting to look at Nebraska in that kind of ilk. I actually saw, I think I talked about it last week on Friday. I saw something somewhere where Nebraska was actually one spot ahead of Alabama in this particular rankings, which I didn't think we'd see for a long time. Let's chat about some of that when we come back, and then hour two, some offensive updates per Dana Holgorsen, and maybe a couple defensive ones per John Butler as well. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.